You found Sabor Latino 100.7 FM KWRD. Thanks for tuning in, guys. And that was an amazing Christmas song. I loved it.
Which one?
The Proyecto Uno one.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Loved it. I was dancing.
Yeah. Actually, it's called Navidad, and Proyecto Uno is singing along with La Gretchen.
La Gretchen.
That's yes. I guess I'm, yeah. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's
I'm so in
La
the Christmas
Gretchen.
Spirit.
That's just awesome.
That's all I listen to all day.
Yeah, actually, I was listening to the Christmas station. It's 100.3.
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember.
Yes, 100.3 or something. Uh-huh. That's what they play. All Christmas music all day.
Mm-hmm. Wait, we should have a Christmas special. Maybe we should do that next week. Or the week after.
What do you think, Dina? Should we do it?
I think we should.
We should do like a Caribbean Christmas theme, you know?
Sounds like a plan.
Let's do
Mark
it.
Your calendars.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, even the gringos know that one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's that was a hit.
I have a little blurb here for you.
What is it?
Mr. Chamo from Peru, but actually Venezuela.
Peru/Venezuela.
Did you know that the market for mega concerts in Peru has increased by 45% during 2009 and may grow by another 30% next year?
Wow.
I didn't know.
According to the Peruvian Association of Authors and Composers. So how do you like that? It says here, Ricardo Gonzalez has explained to local media that this growth is due to the fact that Peru has become a mandatory destination for the most prominent music stars worldwide. He explained that the growth of the sector takes into account the number of international events actually given, as well as the size of the crowds that they have gathered. Yeah. He recalled that so far there have been 65 mega concerts in Peru.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's neat, right?
That's crazy because, I mean, if you think about places where you have to go if you want to grow as an artist, I mean, the first one that comes to mind is Mexico, for sure.
Yes.
Or here.
Well, a lot of people go to Colombia.
Well, yeah, or
South America. Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about like more like Latin
countries.
That's true.
It's a fun.
And didn't we talk about Coke the last time on the show, or was that
Coca-Cola?
Just between us off air? I can't remember. But we talked a little bit. Maybe you weren't here, Claudia.
Yes,
Chamo,
we did.
I think we touched it a little bit on that.
I love
that
Coca-Cola.
Was like 2 weeks ago.
Well, there's an article here that says maybe the real thing, which is their slogan, is not so real after all. And it says here, the Coke versus Costco controversy stands to benefit drinkers of Coke at Joe in Mexico. And then it says, on one corner is mega corporation that sells its product in more than 200 countries. The other corner is occupied by the largest membership warehouse club chain that sells groceries and is almost everything else in the free world. And then it says, this fight is not an undercard. This is the real thing. And then it goes on to say, it's Costco versus Coca-Cola, folks. And we ask, will it live up to the current media blame blitz? Or will it just fizzle? Haha, right? Here's what we know thus far. Costco customers are having to look elsewhere for Coca-Cola products because the retailer has stopped carrying them on account of a pricing squabble.
Yeah.
Tension has been created between product makers who are working hard to maintain profit margins while meeting retailer demands. Such negotiations usually take place behind the scenes, but this time, a proverbial fly in the wall was there. A Houston Hispanic cola person who was not authorized to speak about the case told us on a condition of anonymity that the Mexican bottlers of Coca-Cola stand to pack or pocket lots of American loot if the two giants can't reach any kind of an agreement.
That's crazy.
So what's the big deal, right? It says here that it's made from sugar instead of corn syrup, which is much better for you. Sugar cane.
Oh, yeah.
It's natural, right?
Oh, yeah, but it...
And people even say that the fizz lasts longer due to the glass bottle. So now, Clau, you being from Mexico...
I love Mexican Coke.
So
I love it. It just tastes so much different.
And you're sure it's not just what you're used to? Just playing the devil's advocate.
I mean, it's... It's different.
Okay.
It's just different. And it just tastes different.
Well, I have to concur that, and I don't even know as though I've even had it, but being health conscious, the corn syrup is definitely not good for you. And so sugar isn't good for you either, but I guess if I had to choose between corn syrup
and sugar
and a natural sugar, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It just tastes better. Really, it makes a difference. I mean, I love Coke regardless, but the bottled Mexican Coke, I mean, you've tried it, haven't you?
Mexican Coke? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Like Fiesta or the bottled Coke?
No.
Well, it says, we believe that the appeal of the Mexican Coke is a much about nostalgia than it is about anything else, said a Coke official recently. It's like getting a piece of home in a bottle.
Yeah.
You can't deny the fact that it's in a tall glass bottle, something you just can't find in most parts of the United States.
Right.
But it's the same exact product, and Mexican bottlers are buying it up like it's going out of style or something.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what happens if Costco will end up getting
Mexican
Coke back in or what the deal is. But I thought that was kind of neat, since we had just spoken about that on the last show.
Coke is not good for you, but man, does it.
You know, it can take the paint off the hood of a car.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever dropped a penny in a
no.
Coke? Okay, so if you have like a rusted penny, like just really old penny, and you put it in Coke, it'll clean
comes
it like
out
it's
shiny.
Brand new.
Wow.
So can you imagine what it does to your
stomach? Exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
Oof.
But hey. I'm still
wow.
here.
Drinking a Coke.
Alive.
Well, speaking of concerts, just before we were talking about Peru, I wanted to let our listeners know that Chamo had gone down to Houston.
Chamo, tell us about the trip.
It was a good trip. We went to, me and my brothers, big group from here, from Dallas, we went down to Houston to, I got the opportunity to play to the Feria de Cali for the first time in Texas, in Houston. And
now, what is that actually?
I'm sorry?
What is it?
Well, Feria de Cali, it's a big event. What I've heard before, it's a big event they do in Colombia and Cali, December. And they bring big salsa singers or bands. And what I learned, it's people from Cali, they do like salsa a lot. So that's why they do.
Love it.
Yes.
And then they were doing this event in Houston for the first time. They were trying to make it the same, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was a great concert. They brought Eddie Santiago. I'm sorry, what?
I heard you salsa danced? Hello.
Yeah, I did. Believe it or not. Yeah, I never
and
danced.
John doesn't
Saturday.
Dance, but I heard
yeah.
you danced.
I did. A couple songs, but I did. Yeah, I had fun. They were playing a lot of salsa that day. And
did you see how different the Colombians salsa dance
yes.
compared
yes.
to
mm-hmm.
like Gloria's
yes.
here. It's so different.
Way different.
It's
yeah.
so different.
Yes. I was talking to one of the DJs down there. He's from Colombia, and he was telling me that he was like, just look at the dancers. And
yeah.
I think they dance more like old school
it's dancers. Faster.
Yeah.
It's just faster. It's,
and it was
I mean,
amazing.
I love salsa all around, like Colombian or you know, Puerto Rican style or really whatever style, but the Colombian style is just very entertaining. You can't stop watching it.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's
and
hard.
Yeah. I got the chance to interview them. We're going to go ahead
it.
And play them on the
yeah.
next segment. What do you think, Tina? The third segment. And then, course, after a good talk, let's play some good music now.
Let's
yes.
do that. Yeah, I'd like sure. to hear something.
Bueno, amigos, aquí los dejamos con un set de música. Tenemos un poco de Juan Luis Guerra, Chichi Peralta, y por supuesto, salsa, all that here, Sabor Latino 100.7 FM.
Que sepan en Puerto Rico, que es la tierra del jibarito. A Nueva York hoy mi canto, perdonen que no les dedico. A Panamá, Venezuela. A todos hermanitos. El grupo Nietzsche disculpas pide pues. No es nuestra culpa que en la costa del Pacífico hay un pueblo que lo llevamos. En el alma se nos pegaron y con otros no comparamos. Allá hay cariño, ternura, ambiente de sabrosura. Los cueros valen la sangre del pequeño hasta el más grande. Son Nietzsches como nosotros. De alegría siempre en el rostro. A ti mi buena aventura. Con amor te lo dedicamos.
Del rojo con bastante salsa.
Mi Buenaventura.
Y un sancocho de ñato.
Saturday night from 9 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. here on Sabor Latino 100.7 FM KWRD.
Pensaba yo en estos tiempos de incomprensiones y desencantos, en tantas buenas razones para soñar sin desfallecer. Pensaba con nostalgia de la inocencia de aquellos años, de esos primeros amores que al recordar vuelven a nacer. Y recorro en mi memoria aquellos tiempos de cariño. Ella era una mis devoto, aunque daba clase en la escuela. Le gustaba el español y aunque lo hablaba poquito, tenía esos ojos bonitos que hablaban muy bien.
Me dice yo no sé, carito me habla en inglés, qué bonito.
amigos.
¿Cómo están? Están escuchando Sabor Latino 100.7 FM y aquí los dejamos con otra buena canción.
Bumba Kaiko. Carnaval, Melody Festival, y si un currumiti van, y sabacanale, Melody Carnaval, Melody Festival, y si un currumiti van, y sabacanal, currucucha, cucha, a la que sí, a la que sí, bumba, bumba, Melody, Melody, chitón, currucucha, cucha, a la que sí, a la que sí, if you come to jam, if you come to dance, if you go to meet Ivan, it's a bacchanal. If you come to jam, if you come to dance, if you go to meet Ivan, it's a bacchanal.
Melody, woo! Melody,
hey!
Melody,
Melody, chitón.
Melody,
sí!
Melody,
sí, sí!
Melody,
Melody, chitón.
FM KWRD is also home to the number one Christian radio station in America.
Prometo así.
Short commercial break on Sabor Latino 100.7 KWRD.